It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. We have your chance at Swedish House Mafia tickets coming up in just a moment. I'm trying to save time to talk about drugs, but for a moment, let's talk about adolescent children, all right? Specifically, okay. Let's address the Bumbleito voice situation. Mm-hmm. If you missed it last hour, we played a round of Don't Butt Hurt Me, Bro, where Bumbleito was the decider. I guess it's the first time that his voice, his real voice, has ever appeared on this program, right?
All we've had is your voice.
I ask him who, Jason, Nick, or Emily, would make the best boyfriend or girlfriend.
I think it's a bit too obvious, but Jason mainly because he lives with my mother and they somehow deal with each other.
Is she allowed to deal with?
Yes. But also no. I said, but also no.
So that's what he talks like, all right? And the people are here. What other tweets? Pete and Leander tweets at the Morning X. I don't know if it's the god-awful sound quality of the interview or the echoes in Affluence Hill. Jason's impression of Bumbleito is awful. Julio from SA. Hey, I don't hear Bumbleito voice at all. What the hell? Serena G says, I was not expecting Bumbleito's voice to sound like that. LOL. I like the way Jason does it. Okay, so I guess the voice that I would normally do for him, which now I don't even know if I can recreate it. Does that seem correct?
That was about it.
It's a voice that he does, but he's putting on a voice when he talks like that. I think the first time I ever did it was when we were walking through the parking lot of the Round Rock Express going to a baseball game, and we passed a fancy car, and he says, Jason, when I turn 16, will you buy me a Lamborghini? And I think he puts on a voice when he knows he's asking something stupid or wild because he's doing a character.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm doing an impression of an impression. You know what? It's like when I used to do George W. Bush all the time. He's like, I used to be the president of the United States. Now I just like to paint my pictures. All right. Sometimes I sit in the bathtub and paint in there. And then I'm like, oh, no. Lord, I did it again. I dropped a crayon in the tub. I like SpaghettiOs. That's just an impression of Jon Stewart's George W. Bush impression.
Yeah, I can tell.
And so that's what I'm doing when it comes to Bumbleito.
He also is terrible at yes-anding, has horrible radio instincts. Like, I feel like he is going out of his way to not, if he knows that you're recording him.
Mm. Also, look, he's 13. That impression is maybe a year old. Maybe
he's changing.
Maybe he went through the change while I wasn't looking.
His voice dropped an octave when Emily picked him up that one day. For sure.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I never intended for it to become a thing, me doing an impression or his voice. And, like, now it has become even more cartoonish. And I hate when I hear you do it. When you do it, Nick, I'm like, oh, that's gross. And one listener tweeted me that the way that I do his voice makes it sound like he's on the spectrum, which is probably correct. But
we're all on the spectrum.
Now I don't really like doing it. So should I retire the Bumbleito voice? Is that it?
I think you should change it a little bit.
No.
Because
he just talks like this. He says, probably it's obvious that you live with my mom. And so you guys get along somehow. And I'm choosing.
It's a little too deep.
That's too deep.
You need to go a little higher.
You should punish him whenever he talks that he doesn't sound like your impersonation. You fix him, not you. You're good.
Right, he needs to.
Yeah, he's the one that needs to adjust his voice.
Hey, you know what pays the $1,900 water bills around here in the characters and impersonations?
I don't remember.
Davis the Door Guy tweets at the Morning X, says, I'm starting to think Jason moved in with Bumbleito just for the content. Not 100%, but look,
no
everything.
Comment.
It's not why he moved in, but it's why he stays.
Everything is.
Aww.
Everything's factored into the decision making process there, all right? Why do bad things happen to good? Why do slight inconveniences happen to people who aren't outright terrible? Why do unfortunate mistakes that totally could have been avoided happen to people who are high all the time?
I was talking about. No, this was a mistake.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
This is. As intended.
When Nick walks into a football yesterday, we're over at our friend Kenny's house watching football, and Nick brings felonious drugs into the, there's a child that lives in that home.
Nick.
How dare you, sir. Mm-hmm. But that's the Delta whatever that might be gray area legal something.
Yes.
We discussed last week how they might be.
The state of Texas has said this is illegal, and everybody else is like, are you sure?
They might be chased from the market, so Nick went and bought them out of all of the gummy selection.
I panic bought $420 worth of Delta 8. It happens.
Emily, you know, if you, I don't know if you know, but like you have a, you know, a pack of gummy bears, worms, sour rings, whatever, and you leave it in your car in the hot Texas
and
sun.
And they all melt together.
You come out later, it's like you don't have 40 gummy worms. You have one gummy.
And you gotta guess the dosage. Is this what happened?
Well, so yeah, Nick walks in and he's got a little vial of gummies that is now just one.
Yeah, the super gummy.
My friend did that with her melatonin once.
You can melt melatonin?
Yeah, melatonin gummies.
Oh, gummy, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If they come in gummy form, I see.
Eat the whole thing, you'll never wake up.
don't do that. Don't.
Came close, yeah. But we survived.
How much did you eat?
Numbers is, it's hard to figure it out. My best guesstimation it was 10 to 12 gummies that were left in this container that melted into one super gummy.
Yeah, that you just left in the car.
Yes, yeah. that was my emergency stash of I need a gummy, can't go home. I had already taken just like a big bite full of it on Saturday and survived. There was no issues, so I thought I could do it again. And yeah, I literally I was looking forward to this conglomeration of gummies. I was like, I just need a time where I can take this in a safe spot and not have to do anything for, you know, 6 to 8 hours. Football Sunday, perfect time. And so I peeled out.
It was 10 to 12 gummies, and you were going to take them all at one time?
See, that's what my...
Nick.
Was it your eyes are bigger than your stomach? I was like, yeah, just take this whole thing. That'll be awesome. But I knew, experienced person, is you don't ever do that. You take half, and then you see how you feel, and then you take the other half, et cetera.
But still, half of that giant gummy, six gummies.
It wasn't
as
big as half, but I estimated it was probably at least a good 2.5-3 gummies of this bite that I just took of this thing. And then, yeah, I was sitting there, and was just like, man, this is working. This is working good. I may have not spoken a word for 2 hours.
Really? Is that what you saw, Jason?
He found a mellow zone there, which is fine because at the beginning, Nick was particularly aggro for a little while yesterday. He's yelling at people and shaking his fist, but...
I don't remember any of that. But okay. Okay.
It seemed a little aggressive to me, but I don't know.
I also had
very fragile
a couple
right now.
Of... some extra hard seltzers.
8% seltzer, which...
And I brought three, only needed one.
Yeah.
I did the job. So, moral of the story, kids, is dose. Be safe.
Don't leave your gummies in the car.
That is what
that the answer?
Yeah.
Just like do just a tiny bit and then work your way up.
Maybe
like a ladder.
The smart drug people out there, which I always know I'm asking for trouble here. I was wondering, does that affect the, when you melt them down, is that affecting the chemical makeup?
I don't think so.
Depending on how hot, maybe.
Throughout the, could you possibly, like, does all the TH whatever float to one side?
That's
what
I was
thinking. One side that was actually just regular old gummy, and then the other side was super gummy or super THC?
I'll tell you what. I'll take some Haribo regular gummy bears, and I'll dilute it. I'll just throw them in the mix as well.
That's a good idea.
Dilute Delta 8.
It's a good mixer for you. Hey, we have tickets to see Swedish House Mafia coming to the new Moody Center. Haven't even finished the building, and we're booking concerts there August 25th. He shoots, he scores, or does he? Is coming up next. You want to see Swedish House Mafia? Good luck on the phone. Swedish House Mafia at Moody Center, August the 25th. We have tickets to give away, and go.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sports. The thrill of victory.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
And the agony of defeat.
Oh, it is fumbled by Romo.
The human drama of athletic competition.
He shoots. He scores.
Or does he? Is the name of this game. He shoots, he scores, he does he, where we take football plays from the exciting football weekend. I'm going to play you the beginning of a football call. And then Emily... Football genius.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
And today our contestant, hi, Glenn.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You guys just have to guess. Does that play result in a score, in a turnover, or neither? So there's three options. You hear the beginning of the play, and that was either a score, a turnover, or neither. Just beat Emily, Glenn, and you're going to go see Swedish House Mafia, all right?
That's easy.
That's easy.
Okay, Glenn.
Here we go.
You know, I'm good at this game.
Here we go.
Kansas City is staring at a 4th and 18. Shotgun for Mahomes. Protection initially. Mahomes.
4th and 18. Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Was that a score, a turnover, or neither, do you think?
Oh, boy.
No, that's not the thing that we do here.
Yeah, oh, like, boy.
It's like muscle memory. It's 940. Do you think? All right. Writing an answer down. Emily is thinking.
All right.
All right. What do you think, Glenn?
Neither.
He says neither. What'd you say?
I said turnover.
This is always a tough one because...
And the ball came out. Titans have it. And Mahomes slow to get up.
That's got
to
be a turnover.
Whether it was on fourth down or
it's going to be
a fumble.
Yeah. Also, Patrick Mahomes died on that play.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
The answer is concussion.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't see it, maybe don't go watch. But Patrick Mahomes,
or two.
The best player in all of football. Why do you take joy in the pain and suffering of others?
He's just so negative.
Just dead inside.
Yeah, he just, his head goes full speed into the knee of a big, strong defensive man. He does one of those, gets up and then tries to walk to Disneyland.
Somebody getting CTE live in front of you is not funny.
Uh-huh.
But just the fact that his other teammates are having to pick him up. He has no idea where he is. And the announcer's like, he could be concussed. I think
he cleared concussion protocol, which now I don't know what that is.
How.
Yeah, because he clearly did not know who he was at that moment.
Yeah.
But okay, Glenn. His hubris may be catching up with him. Down 1-0. But anything can happen. Still 2 to go. Here we go.
And a throw. The Lions breaking out everything. Jack Fox with a dart to the sideline.
Does that result in a score? A turnover or neither? Score, turnover, either. Lions breaking out everything. Emily, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What do you think, Glenn?
Let's go touchdown.
He says a touchdown. Emily?
You did hear Lions, right?
I also said a score.
Right. That is a...
And it's a first down!
Just a first down, but it was a very... That was probably the most exciting game of the day yesterday, just because the Lions were playing as if this was on Madden. It was like it was a video game. They come out, they score immediately, then onside kick, then fake punt, and then they lost the game. Lost the game. It'll happen. Okay, Glenn, not looking great. Down 1-0. Going to the last one. Still, anything can happen. Which one do we want to go here? Let's go. Let's do this one. Let's go.
31. Brooks this time spins off one. They get stopped. No.
Did you follow the what happened?
31. Brooks this time spins off one. They get stopped. No.
Nope.
Who makes this language?
Is that a score?
Spins in a dime.
A turnover or neither. Emily, scribble an answer as if you can somehow deduce what happened there.
Okay.
I believe in you.
Sure.
And then, Glenn, what do you think? Score, turnover, neither?
A score.
Score, he says.
Emily? I said a turnover.
A turnover.
Which is rare, but who knows?
Williams took it out of his arms magically. What a play, leaving the Jayhawks shocked in his wake.
That was from the OU-Kansas game, which was a total nightmare. And that was a neither. It was 4th and 1. They were going for it. They handed it off. The guy was not going to get it. And then Caleb Williams, the quarterback, I guess you could argue sort of turnover, goes to his own teammate, strips him, takes the ball out of his hands, and then runs it for a first down. I believe he says, like, magic there. There was no voodoo used in this play, though it was very, very strange, which means, oh, my gosh, Glenn, we did not get on the board. Hold the line. We do have a prize.
So confident.
Look,
too.
You got one correct.
Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.